The operator of the National Lottery has defended spending almost all of €124 million in unclaimed prizes over 6 years on advertising. Andrew Algio, CEO of Premier Lotteries Ireland, was before the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee, who heard that PLI asked the Controller and Auditor General not to include that detail in his report on lottery spending. The CNAG, Seamus McCarthy, said that PLI is perfectly entitled to ask and that he was also perfectly right to tell them to jump in a lake. Andrew Algio said that spending on advertising is the best way to promote the National Lottery, to increase prize money and good causes.
It comes to us to make the decision as to allocate it. Their constraint is that some of it must be used for additional prizes, but other than that, as the CNAG report and successive regulators have viewed, it rests with PLI. PLI is minded to promote in the most effective way possible.
Jennifer Carroll McNeill is Fine Gael TD for Dunleary and member of the Public Accounts Committee. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning. What happened here and how did all this become public?
So the National Lottery Regulator is under the remit of the CNAG and the Public Accounts Committee. And the CNAG did an analysis of the regulator and also the transparency of information that was being provided. In the course of that, the CNAG noted that the €124 million, as you say, of unclaimed prize money was being spent overwhelmingly for advertising, 98% of which on advertising.
€122 million
and €2 million on top-up prize funds. But the licence actually says that any unclaimed prize money shall be used for top-up prizes and may also be used for marketing. So what you had in effect was the inverse of what the licence said, you shall use it for top-up prizes and you may use it for marketing, was inverted by the lottery, who used it for 98% marketing and 2% top-up prizes. And the CNAG wanted to highlight that in particular. And so the Public Accounts Committee, 2 weeks or so, had that conversation with the regulator about her interpretation of that, about where she felt the difficulties or not that she had felt were there, what she had done about it, her engagement with the National Lottery. And then yesterday we had the Premier Lotteries themselves in to discuss it.
You might like what the National Lottery have done, but have they done anything wrong in your view?
I think that they have acted with a sharpness that's not appropriate for the licence. They may have acted within the licence, as it says.
Yes, because the agreement says they may spend money on advertising. It doesn't say how much, does it?
But our issue is with the distribution of that. We asked them, could they justify it, what their justification was, and clearly they would like to spend as much money as possible on promoting the National Lottery. It raises two questions for us. One, what other money are they using to promote the National Lottery? Is this, for example, their subtotal of advertising? Because, of course, all that information is confidential. Are they relying on unspent prize money to promote themselves? Is one question. And what's the balance between their own base marketing costs themselves? But the second thing is, it really is against the spirit of what the licence agreement says. It's available to them to do it exactly the opposite, to put 98% into top-up prizes, or 50-50 or 60-40. But 98.2 is sharp, in my view. Our issue is with the regulator and her interrogation of that, and the step she took to either express a view that wasn't within the spirit of the licence, even if it was strictly speaking permissible.
Can you do anything about this? Can the remit of the lottery be changed?
First of all, the licence agreement can be changed. The second thing is that the regulator herself has significant powers that she has chosen not to use over the past number of years. The PAC is going to bring back the regulator in to discuss this and a whole range of other issues that came up, because there are significant powers for her to impose sanctions, withholding of funds and so on. None of those powers has ever been used beyond simply noting a breach or noting an issue in an annual report. But we have not seen evidence of the strength of the regulator relative to the powers that she actually has. Another example of that was a player welfare issue that came up in the course of the conversation with the regulator. It turns out that there's about 1,300 to 1,500 people a year who self-exclude. 48 of those were contacted by the National Lottery after they had self-excluded to try to protect themselves. That's a breach of the licence agreement, and the regulator imposed no penalty beyond simply noting it in the annual report. And that's a difficulty for us as well.
Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary and member of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you for coming into us this morning.